we are here with PSEU's very own Priya Dozier.
I
got your last name. I had to look down with Dozier. Yes.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank
you. Staying very busy.
Indeed. How is the conference going for you?
It's been great. Good. A lot of eye-opening, you know, events, a lot of really good information being exchanged, and of course, a lot of really awesome connections being made.
Indeed.
For sure.
This is the big family reunion that we call every year. So,
yes.
Hey, we have three topics on the docket today.
Okay.
Number one, new tech. Number two, fintech. And three, innovation. So we'll tackle number one first, which you wanted to do. New tech. What's going on in the new tech world?
Sure. So one of the things that we're very excited about at PSEU is just sort of the emergence of this voice channel as a service opportunity for credit unions.
Yeah.
So as Jim Nussel mentioned in yesterday's general session, you know, before Christmas, there were about 20 million connected speakers out there. But Amazon alone has sold millions during the holiday season. So what we're seeing on the other side of that is a lot of curiosity from our credit union members to want to understand, so what does this mean? How does this, you know, what are some things we need to think about?
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting a lot of interest from them in terms of questions about data, security, sort of where does it fit in from a strategy perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, being that PSEU is a cooperative, we're in the middle of, we're fortunate enough to be able to help them sort of figure out what that means, what does it look like, and to share our knowledge and our learnings with them, and of course to work with them as that experience evolves.
Mm-hmm.
So I think from a new tech perspective, that's one that we're watching and trying to figure out what does that mean for servicing the credit unions, you know, whether it's new skills, offering a chatbot through the voice channels.
Mm-hmm,
so those
mm-hmm.
are all things that are on our radar right now that we're
Or
very
you can just
about.
Tell Alexa, hey, can you transfer $50 to the checking account, please?
Absolutely, yes. There's so many ideas out there.
And that's why I brought my Echo and I didn't bring it out here to hook it up. That would have been so timely. That would have been really cool. So and speaking of tech, what's on the fintech side? What can we expect here?
Yeah, I mean, of course, fintech is very hot.
Oh, yeah.
That's evident by all the capital investments into them. I think one of the things for me personally that's been eye-opening is a lot of fintechs are emerging to bridge the gap between the acquiring side and the issuing side.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the reasons it's piqued my curiosity is because I actually came up in the industry from the acquiring side and now I'm on the issuing side.
Okay.
And what I'm excited about is what I've seen from my history is that when you look at that ISO 8583 message, there's a lot of inefficiencies that happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One good example is merchants have a lot of fraud strategies in place. Issuers have similar fraud strategies in place.
Yeah.
So what we're seeing is a lot of fintech providers sort of looking for ways to bridge that gap between the two sides of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one of the reasons why PSEU partnered with Ethoca, because it sort of brought us faster, give us access to the fraud information
mm-hmm.
faster, to potential chargeback information faster. So, you know, we're looking at that space from that lens to see what else can we do. One example is in the e-commerce space, there's a lot of data being transmitted back and forth on the product that the member is purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we sort of use that information now to streamline the experience, to reduce chargebacks, to improve acceptance, and even to improve the member experience?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about sort of how that's all evolving just from based on my personal experience.
And evolving is the word there because it's evolving fast. How do we keep up with it? I mean,
Absolutely.
How do you, that's having said that, I mean, how do you like, I don't want to say convince a credit union, but how do you help them get a grasp on all this evolution that's happening right now, especially in the fintech world?
Yeah, I think one of the things that, you know, we're sort of working through
mm-hmm.
is not to fear the fintechs, but just to look at them to understand sort of what they're bringing to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think the fintechs are emerging as players to really displace our position in the market.
Yeah.
You're seeing a lot of them sort of go into the position of, we'd like to work with you, we'd like to understand what this landscape
mm-hmm.
looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, we're sort of working through some of those conversations
yeah.
with our credit unions
yeah.
to make sure that, you know, we're looking at it a little more collaboratively
mm-hmm.
and less of a threatening position
right.
type of thing.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, I like the collaborate.
Yeah.
If you can't beat them, join them type
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Number three, innovation. This all
right.
kind of ties in together, it sounds
it does.
Like.
It does, yeah.
I like
absolutely.
How you set this up.
Absolutely. So from an innovation standpoint, I think based on the two other topics, it's really hard to sort of talk about digital and, you know, from the voice channel perspective, and then of course from the fintech perspective,
mm-hmm.
what's the output of all of that? And it's an insane amount of data. And so, you know, I think I read something recently that said about 90% of the data that we've produced has come about in the past 2 years.
So 90% in the last 2 years,
yes.
as opposed to history.
Exactly. So when you start looking forward now, right, I think there's a lot of innovation that's going to emerge as a result of unpacking that data, understanding that data, and of course, using that data to be able to have better insights into what our member needs are, where they're, you know, where they're going, where they want to go, what their aspirations are. And so I think that's probably one of the, you know, most interesting avenues from an innovation perspective that will be interesting to sort of see how that unfolds and what the experience looks like in that world where we sort of know, you know, what's going on in the members' lives.
Yeah. Intimately, I mean, because then you can really you can really kind of drill down to what they want.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, the other side of that coin too is the amount of stuff that you know. How do you sort of manage it from a cybersecurity perspective, from a risk, from fraud? So there's so many issues emerging there. It also presents opportunity for innovation. It also presents opportunities for us to make sure, and you know, from a PSCU perspective, it also makes sure that we look at it to. How do we sort of make sure that that credit union differentiator that credit unions have in the physical world is also a part of the digital world? You know, we cannot lose that as we move things online.
No doubt.
So that's an important factor that we keep in mind with everything that we're looking at.
Indeed, indeed. Priya, this has been a fascinating conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
I love the three part that all kind of connected together. This is
of
awesome.
Course,
so thank
yes.
you very much
no
for
problem.
Your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.